big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
America's Social Security crisis just got real, and we better pay attention to what's happening here. Because what if I told you that America's most important retirement program is heading towards a financial cliff, and millions of Americans are completely unprepared for what happens next? Right now, anxiety over Social Security is exploding across the country, not just among retirees, but younger workers as well. Americans across all age brackets, income levels, are asking the very same question. Will this program, Social Security, even be here when I retire? It's a valid concern because the Social Security Administration has warned that the trust fund is projected to run short between 2033 and 2035. That's less than a decade away, if you're keeping track. And if Congress does nothing, benefits could automatically be cut by 23%. Think about that for a second. Millions of retirees already depend on Social Security just to survive. But for many Americans, these checks just aren't income. They are the income. That's the only thing they have. And by the way, it's not even really keeping up with inflation. It's paltry compared to what goods and services cost these days. The system isn't collapsing tomorrow, but the math is becoming impossible to ignore. Today, we're going to break down why Social Security is running out of money, why younger Americans are losing faith in the retirement system altogether, and most importantly, what you can actually do to protect yourself financially before this becomes a full-blown crisis. Because the truth is, whether Congress fixes this problem or not, the era of blindly depending on Social Security and the government is already over. I mean, for decades, Americans were told Social Security would always be there. You work, you pay taxes, retire a few decades later, and then collect your monthly benefits. Pretty simple, right? But the problem is that the system was built for a completely different America. Back when Social Security was created in the 1930s, people had shorter life expectancies. There were far more workers supporting each retiree. I mean, you could argue it's one giant Ponzi scheme. Like, all of the current workers are supporting the retirees. And retirement itself was much shorter. I mean, think about how many things have actually changed in the last 90 to 100 years. Today, birth rates have fallen. The workforce is shrinking relative to the retirees. And the baby boomer generation is retiring in massive numbers right now. We've got fewer workers paying into the system. And more retirees are collecting benefits for longer periods of time. Eventually, that math has to stop working. Could help explain the $39 trillion in debt that America is right now. Again, the latest projections show that the Social Security Trust Fund could be depleted as soon as 2033. It doesn't mean Social Security disappears completely. A lot of people misunderstand this. Payroll taxes would still be coming in. The government would still be collecting Social Security taxes from workers, of course, but incoming tax revenue alone would only be enough to cover about 77% of the promised benefits. That's where the estimated 23% benefit cut comes from. And for those who are already struggling financially in retirement, losing nearly a quarter of their income could be incredibly devastating. The real issue here is that millions of Americans have almost nothing saved outside of Social Security. For decades, pensions disappeared. The cost of living exploded. Housing became unaffordable. Healthcare costs surged. And wages failed to keep pace with inflation for many workers. Many Americans stopped prioritizing retirement savings for the sake of just getting by, hoped that Social Security would be there as a backup plan. But Social Security was never designed to fully fund retirement. It was supposed to supplement retirement savings, not replace them. And yet for many Americans, that's exactly what happened. That's why the possibility of future cuts creates so much fear. Many retirees don't have another option. Younger generations are watching all of this unfold in real time. They see national debt exploding. They see entitlement programs under pressure. They see politicians constantly delaying difficult decisions. They're beginning to question whether the traditional retirement model even works anymore. And they're right. Many experts do not believe Congress will allow Social Security checks to suddenly fall by 23%. That would be a political catastrophe, of course, right? It's the third rail. So a lot of these politicians would never want to touch the third rail. That's the senator that cut my Social Security benefits. Vote him out. So everyone always wants to support that. But, you know, look, what are you going to do? Millions of seniors vote. Social Security remains one of the most popular government programs in America. So realistically, lawmakers will have to intervene somehow. But every possible solution is totally painful. We'll dig into that more in a minute. But first, I have a question for you. Could your financial advisor provide a plan to fully replace your income in the next 10 years without charging you for it? I'm going to say probably not. Now, if you trust the system and you want someone else to do all your thinking and planning, a financial advisor can absolutely help you with that. But if you want to actually build real independent wealth that's immune to the influence of Washington, Wall Street, and the latest headlines, you've got to take matters into your own hands. That's what Natalie and I did years ago, and we were able to break free from paycheck dependency in fewer than 5 years. That's right. We used buy and hold real estate to do it. And you can start earning monthly passive income through real estate investing as well. Now, if you're like us, you probably don't have a lot of time to do all the legwork involved with getting a good investment property. And that's where our partner, Sedira Wealth, can help. They've got over 20 years experience helping investors of all levels reach financial freedom through real estate investing. And their help is 100% free. They make their money buying and building properties in bulk so they can actually pass on the savings. And whether you want to maximize your retirement funds, increase your tax savings, or replace your current income entirely, they can help. They can also connect you to countless helpful resources. Sedira Wealth's proven strategy focuses on increasing your net worth year after year. Most people need just 5 or 6 properties to replace their annual income, and many do it in just 10 years or less. So if this resonates with you, don't just think about it. Take action now by going to redacted.inc/wealth. It's redacted.inc, not .com, redacted.inc/wealth, and book a free call with the Sedira Wealth team. And when you're done, you can come back and finish this video knowing that you've taken a significant step in bettering your financial future. So now, assuming that you've done all that, let's get back to it. If you look at an analysis by Forbes, they propose that lawmakers may eventually choose a combination of this: higher taxes, raising the retirement age, smaller benefits for high income earners, or reduced long-term payouts overall. In other words, there's no magic solution here where everyone gets full benefits forever without any trade-offs. Somebody is likely going to pay more. They're going to work longer. They're going to receive less, possibly all three. And this is the breaking point where younger Americans become especially frustrated. Many workers already feel financially squeezed today and are struggling to fund their retirement at all. They're dealing with inflation, housing costs. Obviously, the average age to buy a house now is, instead of like the early 30s or even late 20s, is almost 40 years old. Housing costs rising, student debt, stagnant purchasing power. By all accounts, we are in a stagflation period right now. High inflation, low wages. So hearing that retirement benefits may eventually shrink while taxes rise, yeah, that creates a lot of resentment and a lot of uncertainty. And one of the biggest possible changes involves raising the retirement age. Right now, full retirement age is already 67 for younger workers. But experts increasingly believe it could rise further in the future, maybe age 68, 69, potentially even higher decades from now. Now, politicians often frame this as a small adjustment, but it can have huge consequences, right? Realistically, not everyone can work into their late 60s or 70s. I mean, think about workers with a physically demanding job: construction, healthcare, manufacturing. Working longer isn't a realistic solution. And many of these jobs are now being replaced by AI. I mean, Americans with office jobs. Think about accountants. All of this is going to be replaced by AI. What are these people supposed to do? Meanwhile, wealthier Americans with office jobs generally live longer, can delay retirement more easily. This is how changes to retirement often impact working class Americans the hardest. That's why this issue is becoming politically explosive. One of the most interesting points from that Forbes discussion involves when people should actually claim Social Security. A lot of Americans claim benefits early because they fear the system won't survive. Their thinking is this: look, I'd rather collect my money now before something changes. But that mindset, of course, can actually backfire because delaying benefits increases the monthly check significantly. You get more money in that monthly check. Clearly, if you live a long life, those larger checks can prove, you know, or provide much more stability later in retirement. But most Americans don't have enough savings comfortably to delay benefits in the first place. So they're like, oh, as soon as I can, I'm going to apply for it. Yeah, the check is less. Fine, I don't care. That brings us back to the bigger issue again. The entire retirement system itself is under pressure. The Social Security Administration itself is becoming harder to navigate. The system is incredibly complicated. There are rules for married couples, divorced spouses, survivor benefits, disability claims, taxation of benefits, earning limits, Medicare coordination. And now you have the administrative issues and staffing problems. I mean, they're creating delays for some Americans just trying to access benefits. If you depend on your Social Security check to pay your bills every month, well, you can see the issue. For many seniors, even a short interruption in benefits can create a serious financial emergency, creating housing displacement, interrupt necessary healthcare services, and so on. So this anxiety surrounding this issue is really a part of a much bigger problem. Americans are losing confidence in long-term financial stability overall. People are questioning whether retirement is still achievable, whether the dollar will maintain purchasing power, if the government is reliable at all, and if younger generations will have a lower standard of living than previous generations. These are all valid, serious considerations. And that's really the bigger story here. Social Security is really symbolic of a larger shift that's happening in America right now. These old systems and beliefs are breaking right before our eyes. For decades, people believed you could simply work hard, afford a home, retire comfortably, without doing much about it. But rising costs, financial instability are making that path harder and harder for average Americans to achieve. And that's why this issue resonates emotionally with so many people. We're all questioning not only the reliability of this one government program, but the American dream as we know it. Is it even still alive? We could talk about this issue endlessly, but obviously none of us can personally fix Social Security. Congress will ultimately have to decide what happens, which feels pretty risky. Do we have to tear it all down? I mean, you guys are fine in Congress approving a $1.5 trillion defense budget? For what? For what? So Americans can suffer, or so we can continue to carry out all these wars that you guys want all around the world? It's madness. But the good news is there are things you can do to reduce dependence on the system. First, it's important to understand that Social Security is only one small part of the retirement planning. It cannot be your entire plan. Please don't make it your entire plan. Second, diversifying and growing your income streams matters more than ever, because the more adaptable you are financially now, the less vulnerable you become to policy changes that you can't control. Like, you want your family's future tied to Social Security benefits? Even if those benefits continue, the purchasing power of those benefits may decline over time, depending on inflation, living costs. That's why it's so important to be proactive about this issue right now. At the end of the day, Social Security probably isn't disappearing tomorrow, but the era of taking it for granted may already be ending. And that key realization is changing how millions of Americans think about retirement. The uncomfortable truth is that America's retirement system is under enormous pressure. And whether lawmakers eventually raise taxes, cut benefits, increase the retirement age, or some combination of all three, the next decade could completely reshape retirement in America. And the biggest mistake you can make right now is assuming somebody else is going to solve the problem for you, because financial security increasingly comes down to preparation, flexibility, building assets outside of the system itself. I just hope, you know, the sooner people realize that, the better position they might be for what comes next. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on this topic. What do you think looks in the future of Social Security looks like right now? Let me know down below. Thank you guys so much for watching this video. Thank you for subscribing, and we'll see you next time.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.